Welcome everybody, Shinam 918, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of the Halachas of Amen, Simen Reish Tes Vav. We spoke about last year, we started talking about when one should not say Amen, right? We've been talking about actually when one should not say Amen. Obviously, we're going to be talking about saying Amen and how to work it. But so we said, if, let's say if a Rebbe is teaching a child or a father or mother is teaching a child to say Amen, so every time they say the bracha, then not to say Amen, right? So that's what we said. So the Mechaber in Sif Gimel tells us further, interesting, but he says, Avo b'shoa shehem mevarchem. Let's say this child is above the age of chinuch. Now, what the age of chinuch is, it depends on the child a little bit, 6, 7, around that area, but let's say he's above the age of chinuch, right? Depending on, each person should find out their own child, talk to the Rav exactly. Sometimes it does depend on the child, and sometimes it could vary a little bit up or down. But let's say the kid is above the age of chinuch, right? Avo b'shoa shehem mevarchem. Again, reading from the Mechaber Sif Gimel, Avo b'shoa shehem mevarchem lifter es atzman kevan divnei chinuch hein ami machrim amen. If the child is above the age of chinuch, so then one has to answer amen. In other words, the kid sits down and he makes a shahakal. You have to answer amen like anything else. You have to answer amen. So the Mishabura tells us that Sif Katan Tezayin mashma da al brocha shemavarchem. Let's say it's before that age. Let's say little kid 3, right? Mashma dal bracha shemavarch alachilach haygavna koydim shegiyah lechinuch elanes amen alav. Not to answer amen on that bracha. So it's an interesting thing. I think many. I know myself. I wasn't aware of that, but I think it's an interesting thing people are not aware of. Whereby a child is above the age of chinuch, then you answer amen. If it's a little kid, even though he's not learning, he's actually eating mamish lifter atzman, as the Mechaber says, he's eating. So a little kid, not to answer. That's how the Mishabura is explaining it. Okay, so that's the story as far as a little child goes. I just want to read it from the Sefer Shaina Halacha, sort of like summing it up in one paragraph, as he does so beautiful. Last shir from last time, and this time he says like this. Again, I was simin reish tes vav, ois dalid tinoi kalome brachos habrachos lefnei rabbi vein chayev ba. A child learning the brachas, like we said, mutalei lahaskir as Hashem. He could say say Hashem's name. In einin achrav amen achrav, but don't answer amen after those brachas. V'gam harav yochel lahaskir as Hashem. Today lelamdam. Also, the one that's teaching him could say Hashem's name. But again, we don't answer amen after that because he's learning. Avol gadol shaloi meid habrachas bakamari says, but like we saw in the Mishabura, just summing it all up in one package deal, an adult who's learning, let's say from the Gemara, a halacha lemaisa, whatever the case might be, omer beloi haskaras Hashem, then they should say without Hashem's name. Every time you're learning to say a bracha, an adult, every time you say not to say Hashem's name. An adult, as they say in English, knows better, right? Ela imke nizka sham pasuk, unless they're saying a pasuk, right, and so on, which we mentioned, Rashayla Amri Im Haskaras Hashem, then you can say Hashem's name. You say a full pasuk, right? Even in fact, like we spoke about, the person makes a mistake and they say Baruch Atah Hashem, and they get stuck, wrong bracha, you end off Lamdeni Chukecha, right? Because that's a pasuk, Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha, that you teach me your chukim. So instead of saying Hashem's name in vain, the person's stuck, they don't know, they did say the bracha, they didn't say the wrong bracha, whatever, but end off lamdeni chukecha, and then you say the right one. So you see a pasuk is fine. Rashay l'amri imaskaras Hashem, avol katan, also. Then he finishes off, avol katan shigia l'chinuch, a child that reached the age of chinuch, like we said, either 6 or 7, depending on the situation. Again, everybody should find out their own situation. Mevarech al achila, and the child makes a bracha on his juice, on his water, on his whatever, on the food, oyalaf Torah, okay, tzorich lanes achrav amen. Then you have to answer amen. A child that once he reaches the age of chinuch makes a bracha, you have to answer amen. V'm loyge al chinuch, afilu mevarech al achila. But if the child is little, didn't reach that age, let's say a little child, to make sure 2, 3, whatever, afilu mevarech al achila, even if the kid made a bracha, ein lanes achrav amen, you don't say amen after that bracha. So it's an interesting concept. Just real quickly, I want to mention, he brings the, does a set, says a dirshu, an ois 10, from the Igris Moshe, that in reference to why the child, every time you teach him, you let him say Hashem's name and you say Hashem's name. So like we mentioned last year, Sha'achoshesh hu she'im yisragel b'loshen abracha b'li haskaras Hashem. If you're going to let the kid say, keep on saying brachas without Hashem's name, you're talking she'gam k'she yisarach levarach lo yaskar Hashem. He's not going to say, he's going to grow up saying baruch atah Hashem and not saying Hashem's name. He's not going to be going to the making brachas, right? So that's an important point to keep in mind. Okay, so then he brings out again from the Igris Moshe, Valkem Belimira Gemara, but when somebody's learning from the Gemara, right, an adult or whatever, She'ein Shaya Chashash Zesh Yisragel Avarach B'lo Yaskaras Hashem, you're not going to have that. It's not the same as a cotton. An adult who's learning Gemara or whatever, halacha, it's not the same thing. So therefore, though, you can't say Hashem's name. We're not afraid that you're going to say Hashem, going to make the bracha saying Hashem, because an adult knows better. I've cotton. He says even a cotton that's learning Gemara, not to mention Hashem's name. It's only over there by a small child. And he finishes off, he brings a Magen Avraham, and I don't have time to get into the whole thing, but he ends off an important point for cotton who, this small child, Misha Einu Lomid Gemara, that's not learning Gemara, Ela Lomid Ketzad Levarech. In other words, when you're learning, right? So you're doing, your B'shas Ma'i still learning, even if you're learning the Brach, but you're learning Torah, whatever, but the child, the cotton who, Misha Einu Lomid Gemara, Ela Lomid Ketzad Levarech, he's learning how to do this thing, right? We're Machanach the child, we're teaching him how to go about doing things the right way. So it's not a question of whereby he's learning Gemara. He's being taught to do the right thing and how to do it. So that's why Ella Loimed Ketzad Levarech, he brings down in Ois 10, quoting L'chor Degris Moshe over there, that he's learning how to make the bracha. Therefore, we could say Hashem's name. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tuv.